You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
It kind of was playing with me. I hear something come to the window. Then I started getting a little weirded out. I got like a little scared. This is not normal. It's not the trees. It's not nothing hitting the house. I looked out and the moon came down onto the roof. I couldn't believe what I saw.
You're listening to the Cryptid Creatures Podcast with Todd and Brian. If you've had an encounter and want to be on the show, email us at info@cryptidcreatures.co or leave a message at 888-5-DOGMAN.
This is the Cryptid Creatures Podcast. I am Brian, and with me, as always, is my co-host Todd. What's going on, buddy?
Not too much, man. I was going to tell you something. It may surprise you, but I actually bought a book the other day.
You did?
I bought two books.
What?
Yeah. I'm not a reader.
I know.
I'm a watcher and a listener. You're the reader. You're into the books. You like to buy the cryptid books when we talk to the guests. You like to buy the actual hard copy book. I'm more on like the Kindle kind of version. But yeah, actually bought
a
book.
Like real books.
Real, hold it in your hand,
feel
smell
them.
It.
I like the smell of them.
Yes, smelling books.
That's right.
What are you going to do today? I'm just going to lay around and smell some books.
Snip this book.
The old ones smell better, by the way.
But oh yeah, for sure.
It's called Weird Michigan.
Weird Michigan.
And it talks about all kinds of different weird things like we're into, cryptids and just weird places and hauntings. And I'd let you borrow it and check it out.
Check that out. Yeah.
And then we went on Amazon and we found Weird Oregon. So we ordered that one too.
Oh, yeah, Oregon. Gosh, I had that now.
A lot of different things. Yeah, that's right. Because you are going to Oregon in a couple days. Mm-hmm. You'll probably be back maybe by the time we drop this, or maybe not. I don't know. We'll have to talk about your journeys and your adventures. Hopefully the snow gets the hell.
Yeah, hopefully it's not too bad while I'm out there.
But you ever been to Jersey before, Brian?
I have been to Jersey.
Yeah, I have too. Our guest tonight is from Jersey. Santino's coming on to talk
about
his Jersey Devil encounter.
Jersey Devil.
I'm definitely excited to hear this.
Me too. We don't get enough Jersey Devil. Nope.
We've had one before, so we'll see what this one's about. I'm ready to hear what he's got to say.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, let's bring him on. Santino, thanks for coming on the show and talking to us today.
No problem.
Yeah, good having you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So you had an encounter a couple years ago on Thanksgiving, you were telling us, in New Jersey.
Yes, sir.
Paramus, is that how you say that? Is that the town?
You actually said it correctly, yes, Paramus.
Okay. So you were out having Thanksgiving dinner. Were you home? What was going on?
So it goes like we had Thanksgiving dinner, and I had leftovers on my plate, like a lot. And so there was a raccoon in our attic. And it was humongous, and it would come to the either. I was living in my aunt's house in the upstairs room, and there's a roof it's a flat roof. I mean, you could walk on it; it's flat. And either the raccoon would come to the attic door, which was actually inside the house, or he would come to my window on the roof. And got to the point after a few years, I could actually feed the raccoon out of my hand, and he was fine. And I, it was three Thanksgivings ago, and I remember it was very, very windy. It was at night. It was dark out. Wasn't that late. It had to be around 10 o'clock at night. And, you know, I heard a noise on my roof. And I said, it's the raccoon. So I went to the window, and, you know, he wasn't there. Like, he'd be, like, right by my window. You could see his face on the screen. And I went and I put, he wasn't there, so, but I heard him. So I put my plate, whatever was left of my plate, which was like turkey, sweet potatoes, or whatever, whatever was there. I threw it on the flat roof, and I figured he'd eat them. So, like, you know, I start, you know, doing what I usually do. I play guitar, you know, just doing what I usually do in the evening. And I hear something coming towards the window. And, you know, it's so hard to describe, I knew then it wasn't the raccoon, but it was kind of like, it would come to the window. You can hear something move towards the window. And then when I go to the window, which is only about 7 feet away, and go there, and it would not be there. And then like, what is this? And there's another window, which is on the side of the house in my room. And there's nothing. It just drops right down. It's like, you know, on the second floor, we drop right to the sidewalk, to the patio. And so I look out that window, and, you know, this thing is moving, and I can hear it at that window. So I know whatever it is, it's not the raccoon. So, you know, and, you know, I go, it kind of was playing with me. I feel like, I don't know if it was playing with me or what it was doing, but I would go to the window. I mean, I could hear something come to the window back and forth. We went back and forth about three times. And then it was like, you know, and then I started getting a little weirded out. I got like a little scared. I would say a little fear. I wouldn't say deathly fear, but a little weirded out. Like a little, what is this? This is not normal. It's not the trees, because we have a lot of trees and, you know, stuff around that are tall. It's not nothing hitting the house. And so, there was a second, like a split second, where I looked out on the window with the flat roof. And for a split second, the trees moved with the wind and the moon came down onto the roof. And I tell you, like at the edge of the roof, I couldn't believe what I saw, but I saw it. And I, right away, I took pictures. I saw like a horse with wings. And it was not big. It was not this gigantic horse that I guess you hear in the original story from years ago in the Pine Barrens. It was small. I mean, it wasn't tiny. I was the size of a, I don't know. But, you know, when the moon hit it, it was the size of a medium-sized dog, I would say. And its head was it was scarred. You can tell either somebody really abused it or like tried to hurt it, because there was scars all along its head. It was like it looked like it was battered, or, you know, maybe it flew into something. I don't know what happened to it, but it was battered and, you know, scarred. And it was like kind of like, you know, I've been around horses years ago, and, you know, when they want you to, you know, they'll move their heads like in a, like to come play with them. And this thing actually was trying to get me to come out. And it looked like it looked like it was smiling. It, not like a human smile, but it looked like it was not, didn't look like it was in pain from whatever happened to it. It looked like it wanted to play. I know it sounds so weird. It just sounds weird. But, so right away I went to my phone and, quickly as I could, I took a lot of pictures. They're on and two videos, and you can see that the way this thing flies. I got him in the air. It flies kind of like a zigzagging hummingbird kind of flight. That's why I assume it has never been caught or trapped or anything like that. It would be very difficult to catch this thing the way it's in the air. It's just really incredible the way this thing moves. And you can see the wings on it in the air. It's distant, but you can, if you pause it at certain points there on the YouTube video, you can actually see, if you pause it, you can see the wings. And, yeah, so, that's bait. And I actually went downstairs to go see if it, you know, if I could find it. But no, man, I mean, so I have one image, a still image. I took a lot of pictures, still pictures too. And one, you could actually see it eating. Basically that was it. I never thought that that thing was real. I mean, you know, never thought that that was real. It didn't have any, like, it didn't really try to put fear into me or try to attack me or anything. Like, just like, it looked like it wanted me to come outside. So eventually I did get the nerve to go downstairs and go outside. Like I said, I didn't see nothing. You know, we might have already been gone at that point, but that's basically the encounter. And it, you know, if I could say one thing, it's true. I never would believe it, but it's real. That thing is real. It's not humongous. It's not tiny, tiny, but it's like medium sized, and it has wings and it has a horse head. It's freaking real. And that's basically the whole encounter. That's basically, you know, well, I could tell that I remember at this point.
You say you have a picture as well, pictures of the creature.
A lot of pictures. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're not on a YouTube channel. They're on like my, I don't know, whatever the thing is on your phone, the Google, they're in there. I still have them. You know,
right.
I have them all, but, cause at that point I said, no one is going to believe me. No one. So I did all I could to capture what I could. You know.
Gotcha. What color was this thing?
I couldn't tell.
You said it was
dark. It was dark out. It was windy out. But yeah, it wasn't a white horse. No, it was a, I would guess, a dark brown. Yeah, it would be a dark brown, dark brown head with scars going like right. And you could see on its face, something happened to it bad. It either hit something or somebody hit it or something, man. It was scarred.
Do you think this thing was like a juvenile Jersey Devil? Why it wasn't so big? You said it was about the size of a medium dog, or?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I could answer that. I don't know. If there is a population of them, I can't answer that. I just know that that was it. I mean, I don't know how, if it's possible, how that could even be, because the original story goes, I've heard that original story, and it's like, you know, came out of the lady, and how could that thing populate? You know, how could there be a population? I mean, that's a great question. You know, but if there is a population, I guess, you know,
Wait, I mean, you've never seen another one, so you can't compare, I guess.
No. And, yeah, you know, I guess, I don't know what it was doing in Paramus, but it is a rural suburban town, but there's a lot. I mean, they do their best to plant many, many, many trees. I mean, it's filled with trees. It's so much lush. I mean, it's definitely suburban, but it's lush with trees and vegetate. It's like, you know, I mean, it would be a perfect place, but I don't know. I don't know any of my people who have seen, no one's ever said to me, well, look what I saw. You know, and that's why I haven't really told my girlfriend. That was about it. You know, but then I showed her the pictures and stuff. So like, something like, here, like, now you see. And she's like, that was on your roof. I'm like, yep, there it is. So it was there.
Do you remember the wings, what they looked like at all? Or?
Like kind of, I would say bat wings. Like kind of like, they look very strong. You can see like veins and stuff. Like, you know, like when that, I just saw it for a second, because then the trees went back as the wind hit, you know. I would say like bat wings. The wings weren't, they were proportionate to, if it, you know, for it to be able to fly. I didn't see it take off from the roof, but I did hear like the wings fluttering. That was the thing that what I was hearing from going from window to window. I don't know why it came to my house. I haven't had any bad luck, you know, like, I guess I assume it's because I put the food on the roof.
Maybe.
I would.
If that's all it takes to get a Jersey Devil to come in, I'll put some food on my roof for sure. That's what they're with the camera.
I know, sir. It sounds funny.
It
sounds funny,
it doesn't.
But I'm telling you.
No, right?
It sounds funny, but it really happened.
That's probably why. Or it was after the raccoon. Yeah.
Might have been one of the two.
Yeah. Was not the raccoon. That was not the raccoon. Right. No way.
No, it could have been after the raccoon.
Yeah.
And the raccoon's not even there anymore. I left my aunt's house about a year ago and got my own place. But before I left, I guess the raccoon got too big to get into the attic because he got really big. And so, yeah. And you know what? I tried to put food out again after that. A couple nights later and, nothing. So I think that was just once in a lifetime kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you ever have an urge to go outside and climb out the window and go toward it? You said it was kind of gesturing at you to come outside.
No.
Did you think about it at
all? Yeah, no, because that's a great question. That's when I got scared because that's the point that I had the most fear at that point, the gesturing, because I was like, is this thing going to try to, if I do come outside, what is it going to do? That's when I got the scared the most, when it did that, I was like, anyway, that's what happened. That's when it was gesturing is when I got the most fear into me, and that's when I got scared. I said, if I do go outside there, this thing is smiling and gesturing I assume it wanted me to come out to play, but I don't know what playing would be about with this thing. So I don't know, and I did not, I could have climbed out that window, but at that point, I actually shut the window. I think I closed the window at that point. When it started doing that, I shut the window. Yeah, and after I had taken all the pictures and stuff, I said, that's enough. This thing is just, it got me a little weirded out, a little fear. Yeah, at that point, I closed the window. Because I got scared. Shut the window. I did about 20 minutes later get the nerve because my aunt was sleeping. And there's only my cousin in the house and he's sleeping downstairs. They're all downstairs. So I did go outside out into the backyard, which is the roof was, and there was nothing there. There was looking around the trees. There was nothing there. It had taken off, I guess. So I don't know what that was all about, the gesturing, but yeah, I forgot. That's the part where I got scared.
I like how you described it as a horse, basically a horse with wings. I've heard this creature being described so many times. And they talk about having the horse head, but people really don't talk too much about the body. But, to you, you said it looked pretty much just like a horse with wings. Is that what you would say?
Yeah, yes, it did. It was just basically, it was like a miniature horse. Yeah, with wings. That was it. The body, sort of body. Body was just a body. It had 4 feet. It had hoofs. It had wings.
Did it have?
And I saw it.
4 hooves, or did it have hands?
4 hooves. Yep. No hands. No hands. No hands.
Was it standing bipedal when you saw it?
It was standing on all 4 feet at the edge of the roof when the trees moved and the moon hit it, and looking at me like, dude, it was the freakiest thing. Because it had seen me way before I had seen it. I could tell. It was just waiting for me to look at it. I was like, because I couldn't see. I was, it was very, it's very, there's no lights out back there. And then, I couldn't see. So it's seen me way before I seen it.
Who knows how long it was sitting in the trees just watching you there for a while, probably.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's so weird that.
That's even freakier.
Yeah.
Well. I mean, if it wanted to, it looked like it was strong, you see how it flies. This thing, you never catch it. Mm-mm. The way I could describe the way it flies is the way people describe, alien craft or UFOs, whatever, the way they zigzag and the maneuvering that they do would be like those, I haven't seen them, but I listen to a lot of those shows and they say, well, they don't fly like regular aircraft. They zigzag and do maneuvers that they, this thing was kind of like reminding me of something like that. You would never catch it. You can't. It's just the way it's so quick and it's like in one place and in another in a nanosecond.
How weird was it that you said this thing was scarred up like it had been abused or beaten or fighting or something like
that,
too?
That's what scared me because it was it was very weird. That's why, I remember. That's why I shut the window because when I saw that, it was like, well, huh. it's like Frankenstein, or like Frankenstein, kind of. Those scars reminded me of Frankenstein, from the bull bars, Karloff, Frankenstein, scars like that. How freaky was it? It was freaky enough for me to shut the window and close the shade. I didn't know. What am I going to do? Call the police? Hey, got the New Jersey Devil on my roof. Paramus police coming, Right.
Did you think Jersey Devil when you saw it?
I did. Mm-hmm. Instantly, I said, this is real. I was like, no freaking way. Come on. You know. Yeah, I did. I said, are you kidding me? Why? And then instantly I knew it. So it's because you put the food out. They had to put the food out because, you know, that's the only, I can't be 100% sure it's because of the food, but I assume it was, it had to be. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. That's a great question, too. I don't know.
That could have been.
He was looking for Thanksgiving dinner, too, man.
Yeah.
You know, I never told my aunt or my cousin either.
No.
They think I was nuts.
After you saw the creature, did you think that it was from this world, of this world, or do you think it's possible?
Of course. Yes. No. No interdimensional anything. This thing was physical. Mm-hmm.
I wonder why there's so many Jersey Devil reports around Jersey in the Pine Barrens and in that whole area. You don't really hear about those in the West Coast too much. So it's a territorial thing in that area that kind of makes me think that they're kind of drawn to that for some reason. Would you agree? Or
yeah, you know, I mean, I could have sworn I saw a humongous one in Passaic, which is about 10 minutes from Paramus, like on the Passaic River in the trees, just like humongous one, like a lot bigger than the one that I saw, but I don't want to say that for sure. I can't. Like I said, you know, and if that's correct, then you're right about a population. But how could it be? I don't understand how that could even be possible. It was only supposed to be 1 year ago. How could there be more? And how could that thing live from all the way back then till now? So there has to be some kind of, I don't know. Yeah, original story may not be correct. That might be a bunch of baloney. They may exist, and that story just came about to describe its origin. I think that story is a bunch of baloney, that original story. It's my own opinion. I think that's baloney. I think they were always around this area because there has to be more than one. And I think I saw a humongous one in the trees. But I don't buy that original story. I'm sorry. But they want to, you know, that's how they say it went. I don't believe it for a second. I think they're real creatures.
It's a good legend.
Yeah, it is a good legend. I don't personally believe it myself either. I like the story, the plot. But
you know, and back then they had to come up with something to describe to explain
exactly.
These things.
Exactly. So. I think that's what. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah, about that part. Yeah, you're right. They had to come up with something, but I think they're real. Excuse me. They're real, and they're around here. Mm-hmm. I've been to the Pine Barrens. They're scary. The freakiest thing in New Jersey. I mean, they're the freakiest. I wouldn't want to go there at night, that's for sure. We'd not want to go there at night. It's just barren and just pine trees, just miles and miles and miles and miles. You get lost easily.
Yeah, who knows what's in there.
Yeah.
Creepy, mm-hmm. for sure.
So you said you had some other encounters, too. What other encounters did you have there in New Jersey?
More of like... I wouldn't say they're not cryptid encounters. I would say they're more, paranormal. It wouldn't be like I haven't seen Bigfoot or Dogman or anything like that, but some just weird stuff. I somehow went into a different dimension. I can't say how, because one night I was in that same room and, I felt like a switch in reality, and I wasn't drinking or doing drugs. It just felt like, you know, something happened just now. And I went downstairs, and my aunt was sleeping on the couch, and I went outside, and it was weird because the streetlights, they weren't on. And, you know, usually there's lights in some of my neighbors' houses, and they were all off. That's not so weird, but here's the weird part. Well, I went out to the front, from the back of the house all the way to the front of the house, and it was just desolate. Well, I mean, you know, there was houses, and usually you'll see somebody walking down the street or something like that, but it was just weird, barren. And as I was coming back around back to the back door in the backyard, I ran into myself. It's going to sound crazy, but I ran into me looking at me like, this is the part I don't understand. And as soon as that me was smiling back, I go, oh, how is this possible? And instantly, as soon as before I could say a word in a flash, I was spun around and into that body, and I was looking the other way. That's weird. I felt like I was scared for a second because I was afraid I wasn't going to get back to the normal reality that we're all living in right now. And some person said, "Oh, maybe it was your doppelganger." And I said, "No. Maybe you were actually projecting." No. How do you actually project when you're fully conscious? So anyway, so I ran into me, and I was switched around instantly in a flash into the other me, looking the opposite way. So that's one weird experience. I don't know how you would what that category you would put that under. But
yeah, weird,
new.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's great. Oh, it's true. It happened. And
I'd call that paranormal. Yeah. Something like along those lines, yeah, for sure.
I've never seen any ghosts. I've never seen anything like that. That's basically about it. I mean, I don't go looking. I'm not like a paranormal investigator. I don't go out looking for anything. I do listen to some stuff on some podcasts now and then. You know, I grew up with In Search Of and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm a little older. Mm-hmm. So that's not a bad thing, actually. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I mean, that's the strangest thing I saw was the New Jersey Devil. And I mean, I really don't know why, you know, I even hate to say that name. It makes it sound, it's just a horse with wings. I don't know why they labeled it like that. It doesn't seem like a devil to me. It didn't, you know, seem to want to hurt me. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's it. That's the truth. I can face God at the end of my life.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
And give an account and say that really happened to me. You know?
Okay.
Right. Would you want to see one again, Santino?
I wouldn't say yes. I wouldn't say, you know, if it happens, it happens. But I would say no. I felt bad a month later, I was thinking about it. I felt bad for it because of all the scars. Like I said, it could have flown into things. It could have done it itself. But if somebody did it to that creature, feel bad for that person to do that, you know, to that animal. Yeah. So, you know, I wouldn't want to see it again. It was just too weird for me. So, no, I wouldn't want to see it again.
But you do know that they are real.
100%. 100%.
I love Jersey Devil stories and encounters, and I want to thank you for coming on and telling yours tonight.
Yeah, we don't have enough of those. We need more of those.
Yeah. Well, you got one there, and that's the... That's the real deal. And I thank you for having me on to tell it. You know, it's you guys are really nice people, good human beings. Nice to meet you guys.
Thanks. You nice too. To meet you.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We'll be sure to tell our listeners here. Well, they can hear it right here when they listen to the show.
Yeah, we'll direct them to your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Santino Micheli. Is that right?
Micheli. Yep.
Okay. You got some other things going on your YouTube channel. I noticed too. You play a little bit of music. You write a little bit of lyrics there too. So
I got a lot of cool songs. I've been writing. You know, I've been playing guitar and writing since I was five. I lucked out because my grandfather wrote original songs, and like I put a lot of time and effort. And instead of like, you know, I know a lot of people like to play cover songs and play other people's songs, but to me, I get the most satisfaction and feel like I'm creating something when I write my own music.
Cool.
Good.
Thank you.
Well, man, you have a good one. We want to thank you again for talking.
It's too bad you're not in your house. You could have played us a tune.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Maybe if I have another encounter next time, that's a great idea. Right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
You
may ever have him back on the show. That'd be great.
Yeah, got a deal.
Okay. Yeah. You guys have a great evening, huh?
You too,
Santino. All right, Santino. Thank you again for taking the time.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's a very interesting encounter with the Jersey Devil there. Interesting that it was not maybe a full-grown one, but maybe an adolescent or a smaller one. You know,
or a smaller one, yeah. Normally, when you hear about people talk about it, they're big.
Right. And the fact that he said it looks like just a horse with wings, you know?
Yeah.
I've been wondering about this thing. I wonder if it's a natural creature or if it wasn't. Is there a lab somewhere that scientists are trying to make flying horses? Is that what they're doing here? You know, was it in captivity? Was it beat? Is that what he's talking about? You know, it's so strange.
Maybe some kind of super soldiery. You never know, man. Scientists are weird.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. Makes you wonder what's going on with those things. But nonetheless, they're out there and people are seeing them.
They are out there.
You want to talk about our website coming up? We got that coming the road.
Yeah, we'll come and stay tuned. We'll keep you all updated. As we know stuff, you'll know stuff.
Right. We're going to have different kinds of things on there. Our episodes, of course. We'll have membership levels to get extra episodes and merchandise and discounts. Blog spots. Mm-hmm. Anything that we need on there, we're going to put on there. So
that's right.
We hope you all check it out and enjoy that once that's ready to go.
So any ideas, anything you guys want to see on there, let us know.
Yeah, definitely. Get in touch with us. Email us at info@cryptidcreatures.co.
Co. Yep, that's right.
Go to our Facebook page and join our group, too. Be part of our group.
Instagram, Twitter, we're everywhere.
We appreciate the listens, guys, and thanks again. Brian, thank you for hanging out with me and
always
talking
fun,
again.
Man.
And
that's right.
Wouldn't want to do it without you.
It's better and better every time.
Right on. All right, my friend, until next time, you take care.
See ya.